Hey friends, welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition, a podcast designed to help families have meaningful conversations about faith at home. I'm Brett, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're driving to practice, sitting around the dinner table, or winding down for the night, this podcast is all about giving you tools to talk about Jesus in your home every day. Each week, we'll explore a big truth from Scripture that we unpack on both Sunday and Wednesday, and unpack what does that mean for your family, and give you questions and ideas to spark real conversations with your teenagers. This week's big truth for Sunday morning is all about humility and how it plays a key role in restoring a broken relationship with God. So let's dive in. So this week's big truth is humility is an important step in restoring a broken relationship with God. Humility isn't just a nice trait. It's essential for coming back to God when you've messed up. We see this in today's story of King Ahab, who, after hearing hard truth from Elijah, finally humbles himself before God. The Christ connection? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Every word Jesus spoke points to truth. Only through accepting Jesus' words as truth can we experience a restored relationship with God the Father. So parents, here's some questions that can help you bring this home this week. Why is humility so important? What's the difference between arrogance and being proud of something you've worked hard for? Does God punish us for the sins of previous generations? And how do I know if I'm really repentant or just feeling guilty? Now, for Wednesday night over in our high school ministry, we're diving into 1 Peter 3:13 through 22, where Peter says, "Who then will harm you if you are devoted to what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, or be intimidated, but in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy, ready at any time to give a defense to anyone who asks for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet, do this with gentleness and reverence." So here's what that means for us. It means, one, that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's choosing faith over fear. Following Jesus might cost you something, your comfort, your reputation, maybe even some relationships. But Peter says, even if you suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. It also shows us that our confidence comes from Christ. We don't have to be intimidated because our hope isn't in circumstances. It's in Jesus, who suffered for us and now reigns victorious. Verse 15 reminds us, always be ready to give a defense, yet do this with gentleness and reverence. Courage isn't about being loud or being combative. It's about being steady, humble, and clear. Our tone matters just as much as the truth. And why can we live this way? Because verse 18 tells us, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God." See, Jesus suffered for us and he won. That means our suffering isn't the end of the story. Our hope is secure because he reigns. So for high schoolers, the big idea for this week is unshaken courage is rooted in Jesus' victory. It's humble, it's bold, and it's a powerful witness to the world. Now, for our middle schoolers this Wednesday night, we will have the 5th annual Middle School YouTube Shorts Gospel Challenge. So here's what's happening in that. In their small groups, middle schoolers will prep and film a 1-minute YouTube short style video sharing the gospel. Each group will get a fun prompt. For example, the NFL has asked you to make a 1-minute commercial sharing the gospel for the Super Bowl. will then give them some clear guidelines to help things stay creative and fun. This is a great way and a very fun, interactive way to practice evangelism, because sharing your faith doesn't have to be scary. It can be creative, bold, and even fun. Also, don't forget that next week is fall break and we will not be meeting on Wednesday night, October the 8th. So enjoy the week off. Thanks so much for joining us today in this week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition. Keep the conversation going and keep pointing your family to Jesus. We'll catch you next time.